Graham, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Good morning, Tess, and good morning to your listeners.
So it seems like a pretty dodgy situation, but I guess the payday lending industry doesn't have a great reputation to begin this. Is this the first sort of instance we've seen of something like this?
No, it's not. There's been ongoing records about the payday lending industry. In fact, there is some legislation before federal parliament that hasn't been enacted yet and hopefully soon will be, that will tighten restrictions on not only the payday lending industry, but also the consumer rental industry.
And so I guess, is there any valid reason why cash converters would need a customer's MyGov details? I know the Department of Human Services turned around and said, actually, we are completely advising that you don't share this information.
Yeah, look, I'd agree with that. The federal government advice to everybody is not to share your passwords. They're a secret. And as you said earlier, it gives people access to other information like ATO, child support, Medicare. There's a whole range of things that I have questions about why they're wanting this information.
And so I guess if somebody does willingly provide these details and, you know, what is potentially the worst that could happen if we're looking at worst case scenarios?
Well, there could be breach of data, data taking. They're also asking for personal banking details, logins. And all the major lending, all the major banks were saying you don't share login details to a third party because you could be in breach of your account conditions.
And I suppose, I guess, does that mean, I haven't heard, you know, I suppose if you breach the account conditions, does that mean that, you know, there's nothing that you can do, I guess, if something would be to happen?
Well, I wouldn't say there's nothing you can do, but it makes you very vulnerable money being taken from your account.
So I suppose, do customers have a legal leg to stand on if they do provide their details and something like that goes down?
Yeah, look, if that was the case, my advice to people would be to contact the Financial Rights Legal Service in Sydney. They are experts in dealing in this sort of situation.
And so just before I do let you go, Graham, yep. You are the chair of the Financial Counsellors Association
sure.
of New South Wales. What would your advice be to consumers who are worried about this sort of situation, who have found themselves in a situation where the payday companies are asking for their details?
First thing they should be doing is changing their passwords, changing their logins ASAP, and that will stop any further access to their accounts. I would like to say though that the people that often use, you know, payday lending are usually people that are very vulnerable in our society. They're desperate to get extra cash, and often for good reasons, for kids, for family. They've got a debt they need to pay, but it's creating a much deeper financial problem for them. And myself as a financial counsellor, we see lots of people with not only one payday loan, but multiple payday loans, which then creates another problem. They haven't got money to buy food. So there is then a drain on the welfare services to assist with electricity, to get food vouchers, etc. It just goes on. So it's a snowball effect for people in this situation.
Sounds like a pretty awful spiral down, I guess.
It's a debt trap, basically. It's a debt trap. And I deal with people in these situations all the time. However, I would like to say if you've got listeners that have got a debt problem or struggling to pay their debts, they should give the National Debt Line a call on 1-800-007-007. And they can be directed to a free financial counsellor who is often located within charities or community agencies.
And we'll pop that number up in the podcast. Graham, really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Tess. And goodbye.